No doubt a fair percentage of the 37 million customers of the Ashley Madison adultery site, whose personal data found its way to the open internet this week, would love to have that data forgotten. As we know, companies collect mountains of information on all of us, much more than even the government is permitted to collect. But the feds want to crack at that, too, and they wish to offer companies incentive to share. Enter the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, or CISA. CISA would reward companies that share information about potential security threats with certain legal privileges, like being kept out of the results of Freedom of Information Act disclosures. In other words, if a company shares information with the feds about you, the feds will assist in keeping that company's information from you. Enter a group called Fight for the Future. This summer, it backed a protest of CISA, one not yet voted on in Congress, but it decided to, quote, fight for the future with a tool from the past. If you know that sound, we know about how old you are. Sam Thielman of The Guardian US reported that for every tweet hashtagged FaxBigBrother, Fight for the Future is sending a fax to all 100 senators in protest of CISA.
One of the reasons that's funny is that, you know, they're saying, oh, the Senate is using technology from 1984, so we're going to remind them that there are new technologies now that CISA may cover in ways that won't be good for the public.
And that is funny, although there's a wrinkle to this. It's not just that the Congress hasn't been dragged kicking and screaming from the 20th century. They have reasons for clinging to this particular analog technology.
They absolutely do. One of the things about fax machines is that they are totally, as you say, analog. Nothing is made into math and beamed through the air in a signal. A very quick way around people combing through your files is to fax them as images.
Which members use, let's say, hypothetically to do fundraising and other kind of campaign activities that are unmonitored and untraceable, even though they may take place right in the halls of the Capitol.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, to cite one possibility.
just to pull something out of thin air there. Yes, that could potentially happen. Absolutely.
What is in this bill that the sponsors believe will help gird our cybersecurity structures?
It's sort of the cosmic equivalent of if you see something, say something. It's very thin. You can hold it together with a stapler. It lets corporations report people they think might be cybersecurity threats either to them or to another actor or to the government without worrying that that information might be subject to a Freedom of Information Act request or used in regulatory action against you.
Kind of reminds me of the TIPS program, which lasted about 5 minutes. Shortly after 9/11, in which civilians were asked to rat out whoever might seem suspicious to them, delivery guys who see something untoward when someone accepts a package and so forth. Is this the legislative version of TIPS?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could even call it the corporate version of TIPS. Now you have incentive for people to rat out as many folks as possible so that when time comes for their industry to be regulated, they'll be able to turn around and say, well, wait a minute, you know, we help with cybersecurity by dropping the dime on any number of our customers. And they can say that in secret now. I don't know that we want our health insurers telling the FBI if they think we're terrorists.
It seems to me that after the Patriot Act expired, succeeded by the USA Freedom Act, the whole notion was to make the government accountable and, in fact, to prohibit the government from just wholesale crunching of data that ultimately targeted private citizens. Would this bill not simply outsource that very process to private companies?
I think that's exactly what it would do, with the caveat that the people who are mining and scaling the data are doing it on a level that I don't think the NSA ever had authorization to do. Target's a great example because Target really would prefer that you not know how much information they have on you. There was a case a few years ago where a young woman's father kept getting flyers for diapers and for baby food, and he finally got some ad. He went to the local Target and he said, please stop sending these to my 16-year-old daughter. She's not pregnant. It turned out that the company had in fact been logging her purchases of stuff like folic acid and understood that through her purchase histories that she was pregnant. They knew before her dad did.
You referred to how thin this legislation is. It could be fastened with a staple. That can suggest elegant simplicity, or it can suggest overly broad.
I'm not sure that when it comes to identifying individual people who might be committing a crime, there's such a thing as elegant simplicity. There's a lot wrong with this bill. Its goal is to go out and find everybody who could possibly break into a system. If everybody who could possibly break into a system is tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, you have a problem with the system. The notion that information sharing could continue to improve cybersecurity is wrong. The information's already being shared in private industry, and it's not keeping people from being hacked.
Is there really that much of an appetite in Congress to pass something so broad which has so much risk attached to it?
Yes. I would say that there absolutely is. The people who seem to have Congress's ear on this issue tend to be devoted to locating individual people. The idea that you might have to go back and do the boring work of improving cryptography, of coming up with multi-factor authentication as a standard throughout the government, that kind of feeling just isn't quite there yet.
So Congress has left town and they haven't voted on this yet. What's going to happen when they come back after recess?
I mean, the bill has a White House endorsement behind it. It probably won't go away. There's a lot of grassroots attention on it. Folks are really trying to raise awareness because it does seem a little bit boring, and all the language in it, as I say, is very broad. But they seem to be making a dent in public opinion with jokes.
Sam, many thanks.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Sam Thielman is a reporter for Guardian U.S.